Nashville, June 20th, 2008, on microphone, Amy.
Hi, Daniel. Okay, so you want me to tell you the weather. We have 28 as a low and 32 as a high. That fine weather will be with us through Monday. And we have some south-southwesterly winds at 17 miles per hour, which is 28 kilometers per hour. So, nice little breeze going for us.
Here is Nadaka talking about...
So, we are leaving with our group this year to go to Quebec in August. And we have a very good tour set up. We have about 10 concerts, also in France, a couple of shows. And the great thing this year about this tour is that it's a tour which relates very much to Oroville, in the sense that it's a celebration of Oroville's 40th anniversary. The five main members are Bryce Grinlington on the flute, Suresh, who is playing the drums and percussions, tabla also now, and Mishko, who is our as a bassist here, and who else do we have in the group?
Gopika,
of course. So Gopika, who is singing. This goes along with a recording of a new album, which is called A Sense of the Infinite, which is also the name of the tour, A Sense of the Infinite. Rather than... I've had the experience long ago where people would say, well, the Oroville thing is nice, but we don't need to get into that. So it's amazing because now it's completely the opposite. That means that everybody who is involved in this project is very interested in the Oroville aspect, and all of them are more than happy to include workshops or discussions on Oroville or talks, and there will even be a small exhibition on Oroville at some point during the tour. Strangely enough, I'm discovering through this, though I had heard echoes of it, that, for example, there are many famous artists in Quebec who had composed songs about Mother and Shiro Bindo, for example, during the 70s mostly. So actually, for a lot of people, like it happens in many places, they are not even really aware, or they're not really sure that Oroville still exists, but it immediately brings on a sort of memory. Yes, Oroville. Oh my God, it does exist, right? And so that's one of the persons that has been working with us in Montreal, one of the key figures, Marcel Poulain, very Quebecian name. He's been coming into contact with people in all sorts of areas and fields of work. And wherever he's been going, he's actually been only falling on people who said, oh, yes, I read The Adventure of Consciousness, or, The Synthesis of Yoga, oh, my God. And, you know, so it's like, it's interesting because, in fact, it doesn't necessarily mean that Quebec is more open. It just means that actually we're probably on the right track in terms of communication and getting people involved in the sort of in the right way.
Let's see. Oh, and here's some cultural events. The Four Sisters program will be playing at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium at Bharat Nevis on the 28th of June. And this is a graduation day celebration for our most advanced Bharatanatyam student of Mohanam. And then also another cultural event, there'll be a mime show hosted by Deepanam School Summer Program Team and Maunam, which is the Oroville Theater Group. That would be on the 21st of June at 7 p.m. at Deepanam School. It will be performed by the children who participated in the Deepanam Summer Program.
The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please...
check the website, OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.